Hello, beloved. This is Ahava Ministry with an I Love Moment. It's positive, it's inspirational, it's uplifting, and yes, the I is intentional. It is an intentional love moment here at 12:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. Blessings to you this early morning, late midnight day, Thursday morning. Just want to come on with a quick prayer. You know, God is so good and He is so wonderful, and I just thank Him. I thank Him for all that He is in my life, for all that He has been in my life, to my family, to my friends, and to all those who that I care about. You know, it's just so many people who are just going through so much, and in the hustle and bustle and in the thick of it all. You know, people just sometimes they don't think about really getting in the presence of the Lord or getting into His Word, because really the only thing that they're concerned about is what's happening now. And you know, that's understandable. And sometimes that's when we have to stand in the gap for those people, when they don't have the strength and they don't have the fortitude and wherewithal to just go before the Lord for themselves, because, you know, their mind is so preoccupied with what they're going through. And they just don't even have that sense of even wanting to be in His presence and, you know, wanting to be in His Word. And, you know, you want to try to just teach a person, you know, only if you would just get in His Word, if you would get in His presence and just love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and will. But you know, you can't teach people to love. In other words, you can't teach people emotions and how they should feel. You can't teach emotions, and you can't teach them how they should feel about a certain thing. You know, I can say all day long, you know, if you will get into the Word, love the Word of God, just love being in His presence, because, you know, it'll change your life. It'll change your outlook on life. But those feelings that you have, and really, it's, when I think about it, it's not a feeling, it's a choice. It's a choice that you have to make. It's a choice. And sometimes we have to make those choices despite our feelings. Sometimes we don't feel like getting in His Word. Sometimes we don't feel like being in His presence, you know, because we don't have that mindset. But sometimes we just have to choose to do what we don't feel. And when we choose to do what we don't feel, sometimes the feelings will catch up. And there are so many people, you know, there are those who have lost loved ones. And, you know, we want to pray for those bereaved family, those who are grieving over their loved one who they've lost. And you know, we don't grieve like the world does. When we have a saint to go home, a saint meaning those who have been living with the Lord Jesus, who have made Jesus their personal Savior, you know, who have given their life to Him and have made Him Lord of their life. We don't grieve for those individuals who have gone, transitioned home to the Lord, like what we do those who are lost and have not made Jesus their Savior, because they're going to a better place. But anyway, we do have sympathy for the families who are left here. So it's just so much that is going on. It's just a lot. And we just want to keep these individuals in prayer. Those who are going through, you know, with their family members. Some have families who are on drugs. Some who have family members who are out on the street. There is so much that people is going through. I mean, we have people who, you know, who are thinking about committing suicide, and just so much is going on. And we just pray in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray. We pray that you would come in and intervene in every situation, Father. Father God, intervene in their lives, Father. Oh, Father God, work out the situation in their favor. Oh, Father God, we know that you are concerned about the things that we are concerned about. Oh, Father God, and we cast all our cares upon you because you care, Father. You care. You love us so. You care, Father. And Father God, we lift up every burden, every heavy heart, Father God, every grieving heart, Father God, every heavy heart, Father God, everything that people are going through and everything that we don't even know the name, Father God, we lift these things up to you. We cast our cares. We stand in the gap, Father God. And Father God, we pray peace, comfort, Father God, that you would touch them in a special way. Oh, Father God, there's nothing too hard for you. And we're believing that you're going to do it in Jesus' name. Every request is done in Jesus' name. Now, may the peace of God be with you always. Rest in Jesus.